Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 3 kuNkwenkwezi 2024, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, intatheli izindaba zeZimbabwe zemanyene lezamanye amazwe omhlaba okunanza ilanga lokuqakathekisa imisebenzi yazo ele World Press Freedom Day. Uhulumenda weMelika usekhethe unkosikazi Pamela M. Tremont ukuba ngummeli wakhe omutsha eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Donald Trump uthi angakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli weMelika uzavuselela umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesimuslim abavela emazweni ambala ukuthi bangene elizweni ngelanga lokuqala lombuso wakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuona lo msakazo. Intatheli izindaba zeZimbabwe zemanyene lezamanye amazwe omhlaba okunanza ilanga lokuqakathekisa imisebenzi yazo ele World Press Freedom Day. Leli langa linanzwa ngalesi sikhathi uhulumende weZimbabwe esanda ukwethula umbiko wokuthi usethule imithetho emitsha ezaguqula ukusebenza kwentatheli izindaba ephathisa ukuthi zisebenze zingelamgoqo kodwa zizilawule. Kubika intatheli izindaba iStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda ekubulawayo.
Imithetho emitsha ebalisa oweZimbabwe Media Commission Act, Media Practitioners Bill, lowe Broadcasting Amendment Act. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende uMnumzana Nick Mangwana uthe uhulumende usebenza ngamandla ukuguqula imithetho encindezela intatheli izindaba, uthi ufuna zikhululeke emsebenzini yazo.
Njengohulumende weZimbabwe silokholo lokuthi abantu bakhulume izifiso zabo, intatheli izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile. Yikho nje siphakathi kokuguqula imithetho ukwenzela ukuthi kube le ndlela elula yokukhulula lokukhipha imigoqo evimbela izintathe izindaba ukuze zisebenze kuhle. Ukuze lokhu kwenzeke kumele imbiko yeminithi imemethekiswe ngokuzindaba lula ukuze ifinyelele abantu.
Umnumzana Godwin Phiri wekomishini elawula ukusebenza kwentathe izindaba lokubhaliswa kwazo eZimbabwe Media Commission uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi intathe izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile.
Njengoba iZimbabwe Media Commission sithanda ukuthi ngaleli langa sikhuthaze bonke abantu ukuthi baziphathe ngendlela ezenza ukuthi labo aba intathele zindaba zethu zisebenze zikhululekile. Akukhathekele ukuthi ungabe kungubani esikhundleni siphi, wonke umuntu kumele ahloniphe amalungelo entathele zindaba.
Phakathi kwenkinga ezibhekane lentathele zindaba ngalesi sikhathi kunanzwa lolu suku kulembiko ethi ezisifazane ezithi ezazo inhlupho ziphethwe kabili ngoba ziyancindezelwa lokuhlukunyezwa emsebenzini njalo zingaphiwa izikhundla zobukhokheli. UPatience Zirima ngumqondisi weGender and Media Connect Zimbabwe.
Intatheli izindaba zesifazane ezincane, radio, television, print and digital platforms as well. Women also face violations that include sexual harassment and online violence, which are two of the biggest challenges we probably will see in the
future. UEthel Ncube, intatheli izindaba esebenza elinye iphephandaba lakoBulawayo, uthi njengowesifazana uthwele nzima.
Nzima engihlangana labo njengentatheli engumama. Kwesinye isikhathi uyadudinga isitori ku-investigation. Kumele kube ngumuntu ongubaba, umuntu ongubaba kungeyokhomentayo. Instead of futhi akhomente, aqala ukukhombisa, ngakukhombisa umyale isitori sisaphuma.
Omunye wesifazana oyintatheli izindaba esebenzela umsakazo weSkies Metro kobulawayo ubona inkosi Diamond Maphosa uthi wamukela inguquko eyenziwa nguhulumende yokumthetho yokusakaza.
Hayi, kulo tshintsho thile sesilubonile kakhulu when it comes to ama-policies ade khona singakhangela ayipha that has been scrapped. So kusenza umsebenzi wethu ube lula ke njengentatheli izindaba.
Uloft Dube ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. Yena ke uthi inhlanganiso yakhe izama ngamandla wonke ukuthi intatheli izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile eZimbabwe.
Kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamapholisa labagcina imithetho ngendlela intatha lezindaba ezingabe zisebenza ngayo. Kodwa njengoba ngisisho njalo nje, kodwa kusakunengi okufuze kwenzakale ukuthi kutshintshwe indlela intatha lezisebenza ngayo kulale esithi iZimbabwe Media Commission Act lale esithi Media Practitioners Bill okufuze ukukhangelwe yona.
Inhlanganiso yentatha lezindaba yemisa Zimbabwe embikweni yawo yalolu suku ikhuthaza intatha lezindaba ukuthi zisabalalise imibiko ngomumo womkhathi lezemvelo lesikhudumezi esifana lase-El Nino esenza ukuthi indawo eziningi zingatholi izulu elenele emhlubulweni wengazansi ye-Afrika. Umbalisi ekolitshini le-NUST uMnumzana Mthuseli Moyo uthi intatha lezindaba azethuleli uzulu imibiko egcweleyo nesomiso esikhona.
Bayabhala lapha lalaphana kodwa akusikho lokhuyana okungathi kuyabonisa ukuthi ama-journalist kumba bezemidia bakunanzelela ukuthi climate change into enkulu kanganani. Njalo sinanzelela izinto eziphambanisa umkhathi ezenziwa ngama-government, ezenziwa ngamakhampani, ukuze kuvezwe obala, ukuze kubiselwe emuva ukuthiwa i-rolling back i-climate change.
Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe namhlabe sile ngxoxo mpikiswano kobulawayo emalana losuku lolu ebiphethwe ngabezindaba abesayithi lapho kukhulunywe khona ngakabanzi ngokuqakatheka kwentathelo zindaba ekulondolozeni ezemvelo. Lo nyaka ilanga le-WPFD lazwa phansi kwendikimba ethi A Press for the Planet, Journalism in the Face of Environmental Crisis. Usuku lwe-World Press Freedom Day laqala kunanza umnyaka 1993 ngemva kwenkuthazo yenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations emizameni yokukhumbuza ohulumende bamazwe omhlaba ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo entatha lezindaba ukuze zisebenze zikhululekile zingahlukunyezwa okukhokhelela ukuthini uzulu afinyelele ulwazi lemibiko eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi. Ngiyimele Studio 7 kobulawayo egama lami ezochisa sibanda.
Uhulumende weMelika usekhethe unkosikazi Pamela M. Tremont ukuba ngummeli walelo lizwe omutsha eZimbabwe. Ikomiti edalele Senethi yeMelika ibona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe yazise ngalokhu izolo kulandela ukuvota kwamalunga. Unkosikazi Tremont ukhethwe ngumongameli Joe Biden ngozibandlela ibizo lakhe lahanjiswa eSenethi ukuze kuvotwe. Bekungelameli weMelika eZimbabwe yokweminyaka emithathu edluleyo ngemva kokusuka kukamnumzana Brian Nichols esesiba ngumsekeli kamphathi ntambo ogatsha lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe. Uhulumende uthi inani labantu abahlaselwe indlala njalo abadinga usizo lokudla oluphuthumayo eZimbabwe selikhuphuke lisuka kuzigidi phose ezintathu i-2.7 million la kuzigidi phose ezisichiyagalombili i-7.7 million okuyikho bekuvele kukhangelelwe ngabaningi. Umphathi ntambo wezokulima uMnumzana Anxious Masukwa wethule umbiko othi phakathi kwabantu laba abayizigidi eziyisithupha ngabasemaphandleni kuthi abayizigidi phose ezimbili 1.7 million ngabasemadolobheni. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngenyanga edluleyo uhlele indlala njengengozi ephuthumayo elizweni njalo wacela imali engange $2 billion yokudingela abalambayo ukudla.
Izehlakalo zenkohlakalo sezehlile elizweni leZambia okungokwakuqala eminyakeni elithumi edluleyo ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ephenya okuphathelane lenkohlakalo emhlabeni jikelele e-Transparency International. Iziphathamandla zeZambia zithi lokhu kubangelwe yikuzimisela kwazo ukuqinisa umbuso olandela umthetho lokuthula. Umqondisi wogatsha lwenhlanganiso ye-Transparency International eZambia, uMnumzana Maurice Nyambe, utshele umsakazo we-Voice of America eLusaka ukuthi ukuphenya inkohlakalo luhlelo oluqakathekileyo oluqhutshwa emhlabeni wonke ukuze kubonakale isilinganiso sayo.
Zambia has actually improved by 4 points in terms of the score. Now, the CPI score runs...
Ilizwe le Zambia, selihle ngemiklomelo engalane yamanani awenkohlakalo, ukuthi ukuthi selingcono. Imiklomelo ye Corruption Perception Index iqalisa lokune ize iyefika kokulikhulu, ukuthi ukuthi nqa ukuzero kulenkohlakalo ephezulu, kodwa kokulikhulu, ilizwe liyabe limsulwa. Kuminyaka elishumi edluleyo, ele Zambia belisiba ezingeni elibi kakhulu, kwathi kwemithathu esanda kwedlula sama ndawonye kumiklomelo engamashumi amathathu lantathu i-33%. Okwamanje sesingcono sikumashumi amathathu lasikhombisa i-37 kuphela.
Inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International ithi uhlelo lwayo lwe-Corruption Perception Index kumbe CPI lusetshenziswa ukuhlela amazwe ngezinga lawo lenkohlakalo emphakathini. Lithathela kuphenyo oluqhutshwa zingcwethi lempendulo yemibuzo ebuzwa abantu makhaza. Uhlelo lwe-CPI luchaza inkohlakalo njengokwephula amandla umuntu awaphiweyo ukwenzela ukuthi azinothise. Umbiko wenhlanganiso ebona ngezemali emhlabeni jikelele e-International Monetary Fund omnyaka ka-2023 ngokubuswa kwelizwe leZambia lenkohlakalo lubonisa ukuthi inkohlakalo le yabangela ukukhuphuka kwemali ebhadalwa labo abathola inhlelo zama-tenders lezokwakha kusabusa umongameli Edgar Changwa Lungu phakathi komnyaka ka-2015 kusiya ukoka-2021. Umbiko lo uphinda ukubeke sobala ukuthi kwabhadalwa imali eningi ngikunhlelo zokwakha imigwaqo okuyikho okwavula indlela zenkohlakalo. Ngaphandle kokuba lomthelela kwezomnotho welizwe, inhlanganiso ezimeleyo elwela ukulinganiswa kwamathuba kwabesifazana labesilisa eZambia National Women's Lobby ithi abakhokheli abangabesifazana eZambia sebedibane lemigoqo eminingi ebangela ukuthi bengaphatheki kwezombusazwe ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Asizweni amazwi kaNkosazana Juliet Chibuta, umqondisi weZambia National Women's Lobby ngalolu daba.
It's now responding to what we have been advocating for.
Sesithola impendulo kulokho ebesikulwela. Besilwela ukuthi izehlakalo zenkohlakalo zehle, kwenzela ukuthi abesifazane basebenze kumumo okhululekileyo, ngoba inkohlakalo iyehlisa inani labesifazane abafuna ukuphatheka kwezombusazwe lakwezinye izikhundla zobukhokheli.
Umnumzana Felix Nkulukusa, umabhalane wogatsha lukahulumende weZambia olubona ngezemali, uphawula ngemizamo yabo.
We have established the inter-agency collaboration.
Sesisungule ugatsha oluzathatha lokho okwakunjontshiwe phezu kweminye imizamo egoqela i-commission ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo. Siphinde sakhetha inhlanganiso ezingamashumi amabili lanye kwezemithetho lakwezinye indawo ukuthi ziphathisane ekuzameni ukuthathela abantu konke abakuthola ngenxa yenkohlakalo.
Abasola umongameli Hakainde Hichilema bathi ukubotshwa kwabantu besetheswa amacala enkohlakalo kwenziwa kwabezombusazwe abaphikisana laye, njalo yikuqhubeka kwalokho okwakuvele kusenziwa nguhulumende odluleyo. Kodwa umongameli weZambia yena uyagcizelela ukuthi ukulwisana lenkohlakalo akwenzelwa ukukhahlameza abaphikisana laye kwezombusazwe. Ngomnyaka ka-2022 iziphathamandla zeZambia zasungula umthethwandaba wokuthetha amacala enkohlakalo ngesiphangiphangi. Akula muntu osetholakele elecala selokhe kwasungula imithethwandaba le. Lolu daba luqoqwe intathela izindaba yeVoice of America uKathy Short eselusaka eZambia. Lutolikwe njalo lwafundwa yiStudio 7.
Wezithathelane leMelika. Kwesiphathelane leMelika, owakhethwa ukumela ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lukamongameli umnumzana Donald Trump uthi engakhethwa uzavuselela umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesimuslim abavela emazweni ambalwa ukuthi bangene kwelemelika ngelanga lakuqala lombuso wakhe. Umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesimuslim waba ngomunye wemithetho yombuso wakhe wadala inkulumo, kodwa wasumiswa ngumongameli Joe Biden. Intathelinda izindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns uqoqe udaba olulandelayo olwethulwa nguChris Gande weStudio 7.
Aze akhethwe ngomnyaka ka-2016, umnumzana Donald Trump wathembisa ukuguqula imithetho yokungena elizweni esithi uvimba amalwa icatsha adabuka emazweni akholwa ngesiMuslim ukuthi bangangeni kwele Melika.
And we will keep radical Islamic terrorists that...
Sizavimba abokholo lesiMuslim abedlulisa amalawulo akula ngenye indlela akula ngitsho.
We have no choice.
Uthe ngokungena ehofisini uTrump wavimba ukungena elizweni kwamaMuslim adabuka kumazwe ayisikhombisa ukwadala ukutshengisela lokuhanjiswa emthethwandaba kukahulumende zenhlanganiso ezibalisa i-American Civil Liberties Union. Esizwe isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso umnumzana Lee Glant.
If there are real
nxa zikhona impawu zobugebengu kumele zikhangele ngamuntu ngamuntu.
Any group or religion is more dangerous than another group.
Umthetho wokuvimba amaMuslim wathethwa inkantolo waze wafika emthethwandaba uphakemeyo owe-Supreme Court okwabangela ukujabula kukaTrump enkundleni zokuphumana lasesikodlweni se-White House. Umongameli Joe Biden wakhankasa esola lomthetho ngomnyaka ka-2020.
You know, you don't have to accept the president who promulgates hatred and exclusion toward Muslims and
liyazi ukuthi akumelanga livumele umongameli okhuthaza inzondano lokweyisa abokholo lesiMuslim lokubavimba ukungena elizweni.
Wawumisa lomthetho aze abe ngumongameli. Ngemva kweminyaka emine uTrump utshele abalandeli bakhe esigabeni seWisconsin ukuthi okwenzakala esigabeni seMiddle East kutshengisa ukuthi sokuyisikhathi sokwethula njalo umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesiMuslim.
We do not need a jihad in the United States of America. We do not need
asifuni kuhlaselwa ngabesiMuslim lapha kwele Melika. Asifuni amadolobha ethu ukuthi abe yimithombo yamalwa ecatsha.
And keeping terrorists the hell out of our country like I had it before.
Emkhankasweni wakhe umongameli Biden unqome imisebenzi yabokuza kwele Melika watshela usomabhizimusi abaphathisa umkhankaso wakhe ngemali ukuthi kulamazwe angathuthukiyo emhlabeni ngoba azonda abokuza. Ngenyanga kaMabasa uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Harvard Caps luveze ukuba udaba lokungena lokuphuma elizweni lube nguchiki lobhanqa lodaba lomnotho kubavoti bele Melika. Lolu daba luqoqwe nguScott Stearns lwethulwa emoyeni yimi uChris Gande.
Okwamanje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumente weMelika.
Embikweni wogatsha lwe-State Department osanda kwethulwa mayelana ngomumo wamalungelo oluntu ngomnyaka ka-2023, umhlabeleli wele-Iran wengoma zohlobo lwe-rap uTumaj Salehi ubethwa njengomuntu owephulelwa amalungelo oluntu. Udaba lwakhe lufakwa njengesibonelo sokuthi iziphathamandla zakwele-Iran zisebenzisa umthetho kuncindezela abasola uhulumende kumbe ukukhuluma ngelungelo likazulu. Ugatsha lwe-State Department luthi ekupheleni komnyaka ka-2023 usale wetheswa icala elithiwa libanzi kakhulu phansi kwemithetho yakwele Iran othiwa Corruption on Earth, njalo ulinde ukugwetshwa. Ukulinda lokhu sokufika emaphethelweni usalehi usegwetshelwe ukulengiswa. Usalehi wabotshwa ngenyanga kaMfufu ngomnyaka ka-2022 ngemva kokusekela ukutshengisela ukwenziwa ngemva kokufa esitokisini kukaMasa Amini. U-Amini wayevalelwe esitokisini ngoba isetheswa icala lokungagqoki kuhle impahla yesiMuslim ethiwa yihijab. Ukufa kwakhe kwasungula umkhankaso othiwa Woman Life Freedom kwele Iran. Uhulumende waphendula lo mkhankaso ngesandla esilukhuni kakhulu kakhulu. Amakhulu abantu abulawa, inkulungwane zabotshwa. Sikhuluma nje sokwalengiswa abantu abayithobamunwemunye phezu kodaba lokutshengisela lokhu. USalehi wachothoza uhulumende wele-Iran ngengoma zakhe ungomunye wabaziwayo ababotshwayo. Wakhululwa ngokuhlawuliswa imali yesibambiso ngolwezi ngomnyaka ka-2023 kulandela isinqumo sedalele Supreme Court, kodwa waphinda wabotshwa ngemva kwensuku ezilutshwana ngemva kokwethula umfanekiso wevidiyo lapho ayesola khona indlela ahlukuluzwa ngayo esesitokisini. Umthethwandaba wedolobho le-Isafan yiwo osanda kunquma ukuthi alengiswe. Iziphathamandla zomanyano we-United Nations sezikhweze udaba lukaThumaj Salehi embuthanweni etshiyeneyo kusukela ukubotshwa kwakhe ngomnyaka ka-2022, zisithi ziyethuswa isigwebo sokumlengisa lokuhlukuluzwa akwenziwayo, okusobala ukuthi kuphathelane lokwephulwa kwelungelo lokuzikhulumela ekhululekile lesipho sakhe sokuhlabela. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha lwe-State Department, uMnumzana Vedant Patel, uchaze udaba lukaSalehi njengesinye sezibonelo soncindezelo lukahulumende wele-Iran lokwephulwa kwelungelo likazulu. Uthi, siyaphinda njalo ukusola uhulumende wele-Iran ngokusebenzisa isigwebo sokulengisa njengendlela yokuncindezela amalungelo kazulu lenkululeko yakhe. Wengezela esithi elemelika lizaqhubeka likubeka sobala embuthanweni yomphakathi indlela yocuku yendaba ezifana lale, ukuze umhlaba wonke jikelele uzibonele ububi bukahulumende wele-Iran lemkhuba yakhe yoncindezelo.
Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanbonani, sanbonani Studio 7 nabalaleli bonke. Siba nenkinga esinayo izolo bekuyi 1 May International Workers Day. So i Workers Day it includes everybody. Izisebenzi, workers and business unite. Labahlali babe khona be participate, but kithi uza participate kanjani ngoba akulanto esebenza. Amafemu bavala wonke, bevala kanjani amafemu? Kulento yabo leyo kuthiwa yi indigenization yakhona le okuthiwa mawuvula ibusiness lakho so umuntu angakithi so ufanele ukuthi ubhadale 48% kumbe 50%. Is it true destroying the country? Ngapha uhamba utshela abantu ukuthi ilizwe livulelwe ukuthi lisebenze ngikuganga lokho. Thank you.
Salwane Studio 7. Lapha ngikhipha umbono ukuthi uhulumende sokumele ukuthi akhangele amateacher ukuthi amateacher bathwele nzima. Athengele amateacher amauniform, imali iphume esikhwameni sikahulumende ngoba amateacher yibo abafundisa odokotela baba la uniform, bafundisa bonke lama security ba la uniform bonke abasebenza ema office nabanye ba la uniform, so ama police la uniform, ama soldier ba la uniform, kodwa u teacher yena nguyo othuthukisa ilizwe kodwa yena kala uniform. Njalo kumele ukuthi ngicela ukuthi o teacher ngabe be la uniform izimbabwe yonke befanane be uniform ibe yi-1 yabo headmaster la ibe yi-1. Isicelo ngisikhipha ku Studio 7 imu ungqobo ngireporta ngisesigabeni sako teach ngisebenzisa inumber yebutswana.
Salibonani, salibonani basakazibuka Studio 7 lonke ngegama elihle elenkosi uJesu Kristu. Hayi, mana ngingena endabeni kule nto engizwe noma emthetho namabili kade khuluma ngezemali. Ngikumelana lo ndolo othe khona hayi emalini akumele angungenele iphathi. Ngiyavuma. Okwesibili, ngizwe ngizikho mina ngiwumnyanga ngenxa yento eyenzakalayo bafowethu.
Hayi, laba bezana uPF loba bengayenzani laba kula muntu obafunayo laba abantu bakhathele ngabantu laba abantu abangela ncedo emphakathini. Kumanje indlala embi kabe emakhaya la, indlala embi ezwisa ubuhlungu mpela. Kodwa babhizi batshela abantu amanga, last bebetshela abantu bethi hey, ukudla kwanele, iziphara zigcwele, kuphi lokho kudla? Kabakukhiphe phela benikeza abantu. Abantu balambile babulaya indlala, kabavunanga abantu lonyaka. Abakukhiphe phela lokho kudla benikeza abantu. Ngoba esikubonayo sizwa abantu bekhala bethi baphiwa umboboli le, baphiwa umbo wakudala, umbosi ubolile. Kabakukhiphe phela lokho kudla abahlala beqamba amanga ngayo. Laba loba bengafostela beyenzeni laba? Abantu babayala kudala abantu laba. Kumanje bank abanikeza abantu imali engasebenziyo, baprintela abantu imali abangasebenziyo.
Linjani, linjani Studio 7, themba liyaphila lonke nje. Hayi lo nkondlo wamnyama umahlaba ethiwa lokhulumayo la. Ngithi hayi lami ke ngisike nje lijikayo. Ngithi kathi uhulumende ngangizwe nje kubalwa inumber zabantu abalambayo. Kanti kukhona lapho kunekhona izulu yini angavele athi izwe lonke nje abantu badinga ukudla emadolobheni nasemakhaya abantu balambile kodwa uzwa kubala ukuthi hey 2 million 3 million angaqamba amanamba angawazi abanikeza ukudla izwe lonke njalo ukudla lokho makubuya bangakwenza okwezana kanti hayi thina singamaZimbabwe nasomazana PF.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi obehlabela irumba kodwa usetshintshe unyawo wangena kumculo weAfro Jazz uMthokozisi Gwitsa Ngwenya yena osethule isingli yakhe lesihloko esithi Sithandwa Sami. Nangu ixoxa noNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Okwakuqala ngithanda ukunibingelela nina baphathi benhlelo zeStudio 7 nabalandeli bonke. Ngibuya ePlumtree endaweni okuthiwa kuseChiranga duze neBhagani.
Ye emculweni ngiye ngaba khona phambilini ngangishaya irumba ngakhupha i-album ethiwa uMachayinyoka ngabuye ngama yikho namhlanje sengivumbuluke ngolunye uhlangothi.
Aba ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ngitholakala ku Facebook na ku YouTube na ku WhatsApp. Lapha ngumthokozisi igama ngumthokozisi Gwitsa Ngwenya ku YouTube na ku Facebook. And then inombolo zami zocingo ngu 0638741587. Ngokutholakala ngitholakala eSouth Africa.
Ubachiyela wapha amazwi abalandeli.
Abalandeli ngibachiyela amazwi ukuthi ngiyabathanda bonke endaweni ezehlukeneyo. Ngithanda nonke balandeli kuzo zonke indawo ngingakhethi balala muntu njengoba ingoma isisho ukuthi asithandaneni njalo ngidinga nesupport yenu balandeli.
Sithandwa Sami ngumthokozisi Gwitsa Ngwenya yena wesethule isingli yakhe lesihloko esithi Sithandwa Sami njengaleyo ngoma. Likhumbulekele uyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamuhla lapho esiyabe sikhangela ukunanzwa kosuku lokuqakathekisa umsebenzi wentatheli izindaba emhlabeni jikelele olwe-World Press Freedom Day. Yebo ke sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngisithi libe lempela viki enhle yimi usithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.